The Anchorage School District has a pair of bond packages in the April 7th election, Propositions 1 and 2. Proposition 1 is the biggest of the bond proposals on the ballot. It's entitled Schools Addition, Renewal, and Design Bonds. It requests $69,880,000 in general obligation bonds. The largest portion is $66,700,000 to finish the Service High School addition and renovation project. Also, $2.5 million for an Eagle River High School water and sewer line extension and $680,000 to complete the design work for a kindergarten through 8th grade school in Girdwood. In recent municipal elections, the school bonds have attracted voter approval. But last January, as the school district considered putting the bonds on the ballot, property owner Rob Timmons told the school board this year could be different.
With doubling of our property taxes in the last 5 years and doubling the ASD debt in the past 10, where is this leading us with this economy in the shape that it's in?
At the same meeting, board member John Steiner offered other considerations.
Over the long term, I think these projects need to be done. And most of the time that we are paying for these, we won't be in the current economic situation that we're in right now.
Steiner said voters should also think about the need for the projects and the local employment they fostered. In a recent interview, Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como acknowledges the Service High portion is large. She says it represents a departure from the district's former piecemeal renovation approach.
Our voters told us very clearly about 3 years ago, they said, why do you keep bringing back the same projects? I just voted for these projects. They said if you would just bring one school back and finish it up and then move on, it's better. So this is the funding to complete the renovation.
Como says two surveys the district conducted on the school bonds showed the key factor in gaining majority voter approval, the state reimbursement program for capital educational projects. The Service High and Girdwood projects currently qualify for 60% state reimbursement. The Eagle River Sewer project qualifies for 70%. With the debt reimbursement, the cost of Proposition 1 is $14.54 per $200,000 of assessed evaluation. Without state reimbursement, that rises to $36.68 per $200,000. Como is confident about debt reimbursement approval.
Legislature has given us a letter that from all the Anchorage caucus, thanks to Kevin Meyer and his staff, all but just a couple of our legislators are strongly in support of our bonds and support appropriating the debt reimbursement. So I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Proposition 2, Educational Capital Improvements District-Wide Major Building Systems Renewal, Replacement, Renovation, and Acquisition Bonds, requests up to $27,480,000. The two largest projects are $6.5 million in bonds for district site acquisitions and a similar amount for traffic safety improvements at various schools. Others involve security, electrical and mechanical upgrades, roof replacements, sprinkler installation, and field renewals. Without state reimbursement, the cost to taxpayers is $14.42 per $200,000 of assessed evaluation. With reimbursement, the cost is $7.72 per $200,000. Neither bond carries new operation and maintenance costs. In January, when the school board approved the two bond packages, one board member was concerned about voter reaction. Crystal Kennedy, who was running unopposed for a third term, backed putting Proposition 2 on the ballot, but not the more costly Proposition 1. She says at that time, she was thinking as a board member about politics. As a citizen, she plans to vote differently.
But now that it is on the ballot, do I support the projects personally? Yes, I do.
Property taxpayers throughout the municipality would cover the bond's cost. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.